headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Chloe with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland government has announced its upgrades to Brisbane R&A showgrounds will cost almost $300 million. The 20,000-seat outdoor arena will be upgraded with a new grandstand, multi-story horse pavilion and accessibility improvement all ahead of the Olympic Games in 2032. It will also construct a 2,000-unit village overlooking the arena that will accommodate up to 10,000 athletes and then be converted to housing. Construction will begin after the ECA this year and promise the royal show will not be interrupted until 2032. Deputy Premier Jared Blay claims the upgrade is on budget, funded as part of the $3.5 billion investment into athletes' villages.
The Queensland Audit Office has found weaknesses in Townsville City Council for its handling of a multi-million dollar development in the city. The QAO said in a letter to the Townsville Mayor that it had an obligation to their taxpayers on the financial operations of a company owned by the council called the Northern Rail Yard Development Property Limited. The council-owned company was created 2 years ago to oversee the redevelopment of a former Queensland Rail depot in Townsville CBD, as part of a Queensland government project to develop rail yards into housing and commercial hubs. The QAO found the company did not seek necessary approval from the Queensland Treasurer, and its first audit criticised governance, oversight and financial reporting on the council-owned company. The company was dissolved in May 2026, but the QAO told the council to prepare financial statements for the 2024-25 and the 2025-26 financial years, which are expected to be released later this year.
In national news, Australia currently holds some of the world's largest lithium reserves, and with citizens rapidly adopting lithium-ion batteries for their cars and homes, the Australian government is attempting to limit the market from international competition. The US Geological Survey estimated that Australia had 7 million tonnes of lithium reserved as of 2024, placing it second behind China, who hold roughly 9.3 million tonnes. Recent data shows the sales of electric vehicle batteries have tripled year on year in the wake of the war in Iran and the consequential fuel crisis. With Western Australia leading the lithium mining industry, the state government recently released an updated version of their battery and critical minerals strategy, 2024-2030, in which they claim that the production and processing of battery minerals is expected to remain the major driver of investment in the state's critical minerals sector in the coming years.
Australian citizens will not be able to register their ancestry as being from Hong Kong in the upcoming census, leading to many feeling unrepresented and confused. The Australian Bureau of Statistics code ethnic groups against a standard classification, one that does not register Hong Kong as an option. While there are a range of other questions to help measure Australia's cultural diversity, including country of birth and birth country of parents, which allow persons to select Hong Kong, excluding this option from classic ethnic classification is putting dual citizens in an uncomfortable dilemma. Local residents who wish to classify themselves as Hong Kongers are angry that they cannot distinguish themselves from mainland China. Advocates say that Hong Kongers have a distinct identity shaped by more than 150 years of British rule, where they experience different education systems and political history to those of mainland China, and have been endorsing change by the ABS for 5 years.
In international news, the United States Senate has found Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress around his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. This follows a hearing last week where he invoked his Fifth Amendment over 100 times. Whilst he received a pardon from former President Joe Biden in January 2025, it does not protect him from state-level prosecutions, nor does it protect him from investigations into prior testimonies politicians thought were false. Republican Committee Chairman Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky claimed that Dr. Fauci would have faced no federal prosecution. In addition, that the vote around Fauci had little to do with much else other than if he could answer questions and if he could deny orders without consequence. However, in a statement prior to the hearing, Dr. Fauci expressed fear that Senator Rand was making attempts to incriminate him after public pledges to get the doctor behind bars. The Senate will refer him to the United States Justice Department, where decisions will further on whether to prosecute Fauci.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is currently sunny. It's 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to be reach a 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Greetings, renter. Have you